Are you a West Coast person?
I was West Coast then, yes.
Yeah. Born on the West Coast?
No, I wasn't born on the West Coast, but I lived there in my formative years.
You did?
Yeah.
What took you out there?
My parents.
You did?
When I was 14.
Uh-huh. And was this to San Francisco?
No, Los Angeles.
To go to school in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Art school?
For a short time, Otis Art Institute. There. I left just before Phil Guston and Rube Kadish went in. I mean, they are also from there.
Yeah.
And we all knew each other at that time.
What's the interest that projected you into the arts? Was it a family thing?
Oh, no, they were utterly against it.
They were?
It was all done on the sneak, on the sly, any interest I had in it. That of course had nothing to do with WPA.
It's sort of a flooring which will help explain why you were on the West Coast, what the interest was, how interest was projected, what happened to it when society, people and whatnot begin to shape a person's thinking. And if you had to do it on the sly, it's a reached for thing. Besides, action's a function of interest, isn't it?
Yes, of course. I mean, you can't just talk about WPA.
No.
In itself, I mean, the people who came in were already adults and had already been touched by the art bug. I mean, they couldn't get in otherwise.
Right.
But one of the interesting things about the project was how people who came in as artists found somewhere along the line other expressions that made them function much better as painters. Like a lot of them came in as artists, went into the American Index of Design, and were extremely good at it, and found a way for themselves. I think that was extremely important too. Well, that was a sort of a way of finding yourself. It might have taken years before you discovered you had that quality.
Mm.
And so people went in various directions, into pottery or into, like, Al King, for instance, who started out as a painter and then ended up as a potter.
Yeah. What were you doing in the 30s, the early 30s? Still in school?
No, I didn't go to high school. I mean, those were the bad days. And there was no, I had to earn my own living. And I did many things. I was a seaman, a cab driver. Well, the usual thing to go through.
Yeah.
Then I worked in a bookstore, the Stanley Rose Bookstore on Vine Street, half a day. And it was there that I suggested that he start a little art gallery on the second floor of the room he hardly ever used. And he went along with it, and I started a little gallery there, and I showed Fletcher Martin and Philip Guston and Reuben Kadish when they were doing the big murals for the project at that time. And Larsa Feitelson, a lot of young people who had no way out, you know, no place to show. There were no galleries there at that time. And students of McDonald Wright, who had a school down in 231 Spring Street, I think it was 231. Close enough. And he used to meet on Thursdays and Saturdays and had that group. That was the closest thing to what you might call a group of artists.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that has existed since in Los Angeles, unless an individual.